What we've done is we've given away our best headlines. You take them home today and throw them on the copy that you have today, and you'll see a major difference. And some doctors, like I said, it could be huge.
All right.
Okay. So moving on to ab depth. Now, this is where you get into the copy of the ad, and you talked about we don't cater to cowards. We go even further.
And this is where you have to go even further.
This is when we have to go even further. We cannot use the same old platitudes like gentle, caring, kind, loving, things that everybody else says in their ad.
Well, also, it's things that don't mean anything. It's kind of like you were talking about earlier when you said eye-catching. Platitudes are the equivalent of copy that's not eye-catching. Nobody's going to read it. It's just too general, doesn't mean anything.
There's a rule of thumb, in other words, of spotting platitudes that we use from a well-known marketer. What they've done is they said, anything that you can place the words, "I should hope so," at the end of any sentence, you know it's a platitude.
Like, we care about you.
Well, I should hope so.
Affordable dentistry.
I should hope so.
Exactly.
We have kind staff. I should hope they're kind. Right. So anytime you can say that, it doesn't belong in
your
ad.
It's a platitude.
It's
meaningless.
Meaningless, exactly. And you'll see this in headlines, meaningless headlines like, what's a good one? "Your peace of mind is our priority" is a great meaningless headline. It means nothing. So platitudes are no-nos in our business. So in your ad, what you want to do, every sentence, every headline, comb through it, and if you can say, "I should hope so," at the end of it, you got to pull it out.
Well, I noticed, you know, in this mailing booklet that you have, some of your mailers are filled with platitudes. Can you explain that?
You talk about the competitive challenge ratio. We know in some areas you don't need to have heavy-footed marketing where you talk about dread going to the dentist and all this kind of stuff.
So it actually increases, in that case, the market share of dentists that can now market. Let's say they're in an area of low competitive challenge ratio, so you have a platitude-rich market offering for them.
Right, exactly.
And it'll still work for them.
Exactly. So what we do is we take a look at their marketplace, and we know that we don't need to use these rich ads.
Right. So you're saying that in a tough area, that's when you really go
you
to the
have
mat.
To. I you got have it. To. That's why we have these platitudes in here, because some doctors don't really need the
I found a lot of doctors from listening to the feedback that you guys get. A lot of doctors like to start there, but then they realize they have to turn it up.
That's true, Greg, because in an area where there's not a lot of competition, they quickly realize by tuning up the ad, they can get over 200 new patients a month.
Wow.
I think that's probably why they step it up.
Okay.
Okay. With platitudes, very simple. We just want to throw on the words at the end of all your marketing pieces. "I should hope so."
Here's one: affordable dentistry.
"I should hope so." I mean,
okay, but make that real to me. Take the platitude out of that.
Okay, 12 months same as cash.
Okay, so that's what you would say instead of affordable.
You explain what makes us different. We give 12 months same as cash.
Okay,
that's what makes us different than somebody else.
Okay, Wes. What about "your comfort is our concern"? How would you take and the platitude out of that? What would you say to make that clear?
Some doctors do sedation dentistry. We definitely want to put that in there and describe it the best you can as far as your state goes. Another thing you want to do is nitrous. A lot of doctors use nitrous. You want to put that in your ad. Some doctors have movies that they play and you put on headphones. You want to talk about all the comforts that your office offers that other offices may not offer.
See, that means something, whereas "your comfort is our concern" doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing to them.
Dentists love to play it safe, and the marketing people that cater to them love it because there's no challenge in it. There's no creativity. It's so easy. But then they throw it out there, and it doesn't work, and they just tell the doctor, "You didn't spend enough money." That was the whole problem. You're telling me it's not you didn't spend enough money. It's that you didn't spend enough time and put meaning and power into
your
market.
Ad, right. Exactly. So what we want you to go home today is to go home and throw that last sentence on there, "I should hope so," on all your marketing pieces. And if you can say that, you need to change it.
See, 12 months same as cash, you can't say that.
"I should hope so." No, because you don't know.
Nitrous, sedation, virtual movie glasses or whatever.
Right. Not every office can say that.
You don't say, "I should hope so." That's just beyond the expectation.
Right, exactly.
That's making it real, giving it meaning. All right, what's your next
one? Very powerful concept. Okay, the next one. We're moving on to the most important thing, which is the offer. In other words, if your ad is so small, you want it to be all offer.
If it's the size of a postage stamp, it's a coupon.
It's an offer.
All right.
Okay, so what we're trying to do with the offer is basically shift risk. What I mean by that is what you're trying to do is take the risk off the patient and put it on yourself. Okay, so it's risky for them to call you. They've never been to you. There's all sorts of risks. They don't know how much you're going to charge. They don't know
if it's going to hurt.
They don't know anything.
Right.
So there's a lot of risk on the patient. So what you're trying to do is pull the risk off the patient and put it on you. This is why people discount things. Some popular discounts, we're going to give those away right here.
So the definition of an offer then really is a discount or really anything that you're going to give that's going to reduce risk.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. So some popular stuff that's out there is a $1 exam. Now, which you have to put, you have to clarify in there, exam and x-rays. So in other words, a $1 exam and x-rays. That's a great offer. We're seeing this pull tremendously across the country.
And you know, when we talk about that, I occasionally see doctors raise their hand and say, well, insurance will pay for that or people will pay for that. Yes, they will, but it's a smaller share of the market that will pay for it.
Right, exactly.
And I might add that it's shrinking all the time, the people that have good insurance. So
okay, so $1 exam is going to get you 100% of the market share. Some doctors don't want that, so they'll do a $29 exam. And they'll get 80%.
If you're the only doctor in an area of 15,000 people, don't do this.
No, you don't want to do this
because you just put your name out there with a bunch of platitudes and you'll do great.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. We had a doctor that put together an ad in an area that was, I would put it in the middle range of your...
Of power.
No, of the area.
Okay, as far as competitive challenge ratio.
The competitive challenge ratio. What happened is he got the most powerful ad we have. Put together the most powerful offers in it, okay? It pulled so well. I think they would have gotten 400 new patients that month. They figured that the phone was lit up all day, and the phone calls were dropping off the end of the phone line. I think they had 6 lines. They were losing lines. They had staff wanting to quit, and they were crying because they were getting too many new patients, too many phone calls. This is not good. You don't want to do this.
So you'd actually be better off, in that case, dialing the power out of your ad, keeping your name and image out there with a platitude-rich offering.
Right. He is really afraid to mail again.
Because you could brand yourself without having your practice overrun with patients.
Right. He's overran. He had to hire a new hygienist. I mean, so he cannot market this way again.
So you're telling me that it's almost... When you know these principles, it's as if you have a dial, a throttle of power that you could crank into your marketing and get a predictable outcome.
Right.
I mean, you could overpower your practice if you know what you're doing.
Exactly what happened to this man. This doctor had it all. Used all the principles. He got a 60 on the 60-point ad scoring grid, and he overran his practice.
Because the competitive challenge ratio didn't call for it.
Exactly.
He didn't need that powerful an offering.
That's why we have the platitudes in here.
I see. And in your book, I notice you have 3 different levels. So you have 3 general levels of power, but you can fine-tune it. Well, now, Wes, let me ask you something. We didn't really talk media. Yellow pages. So many people ask us about yellow page ads. Mm-hmm. How could I use these in a yellow page? I don't really see people making offers in their yellow page ad. What could I do to put some power in my yellow page?
A lot of doctors, what we're recommending is that they do a downloadable coupon from their website.
Oh, in other words, visit our website for a downloadable coupon.
Right, exactly. Okay. And so the patient would literally go to the website, and then you can have your coupons change on the website.
I see. You know, a great example of that is Dr. Mike Abernathy, McKinneyDentist.com. I believe he has that also. You can go there and see his coupon, his downloadable coupon.
Mm-hmm. Greg, I know there's 12 other points here we didn't cover, and doctors are probably fairly aware of that. What we're going to try to do is get to this in future months on recordings, I know. But in the meantime, doctors may want to get their ads scored using our 60-point ad scoring grid. What they can do is they can call Whitehall and ask for the Zone 5 marketing department, and I'll have somebody from the department contact you and get your ads scored for you.
Excellent.
It's free of charge. No charge for that.
Great. No, we really appreciate that. Also, I know you guys have a mailing program,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to mention that because if I understand it correctly, if a doctor uses it, it's actually cheaper than if they do their own mail.
Right. That's
because you have hundreds of doctors.
We have buying power, basically, like Walmart or whatever.
Okay.
We can get it a little cheaper. And also, we pass that benefit on.
And if
obviously.
Somebody does mail with you, they can quit anytime they want without penalty.
This is one of the biggest benefits that we have with our mailing program, which I know other marketing companies don't. We allow you to quit month to month.
So it's cheaper than if they do it themselves, uh-huh. and they can quit anytime, and they get your expertise to support them. I'm calling that a good deal.
Right. I mean, you can quit anytime. You can find out if it works. You mail one time, and you'll know if it works.
And just walk away.
Right.
Wes, thanks for sharing all this information with us. The idea being that a doctor can take this, turn this audio off, go back, and start making more money on the mailing and the advertising or marketing pieces they already have.
Yep.
Wes, thanks for being with us.
No problem, Greg. Thank you.